And this is Changing the World, the story of one great person and its time. Every week, for a few minutes, I'll bring you short story about an important character in the Latin and Hispanic culture from history or the present that had made an important contribution to our culture. Our character today is Celia Cruz, La Guarachera de América, a special character to remember. Celia Cruz was born in Havana, Cuba on October 21, 1925. Her birth name was Úrsula Hilaria Celia de la Caridad Cruz Alfonso, one of 14 children raised in a family that was poor, but in a time and a place that was rich with musical activity. She first gained recognition in the 1950s as a singer with the orchestra Sonora Matancera. She moved to the United States after the ascent of Fidel Castro. She recorded 23 gold records with Tito Puentes, the Fania All Stars, and other great collaborators. Cruz died in New Jersey in 2003 at the age of 77. You might not be sure how she changed the world, but while most singers came and went, Celia Cruz's career lasted a span of nearly six decades. She was a strong voice against Fidel Castro's regime, against the human rights violations of radical governments in Latin America, and she was a strong supporter of other Latinos in the arts. As a refugee, she was recognized as a strong voice for freedom in Cuba and dear to the hearts of all Latinos, Hispanics, and lovers of Latin music. She was one of the most popular salsa performers of all time. For many of us, the eternal cry of azúcar or sugar was a signature from her that will stay in our minds as a symbol of energy, happiness, charisma, even fights, and many achievements. Her profoundly soulful voice and colorful presence revolutionized salsa and transformed her into a musical legend. Most importantly, the Cuban singer taught us that life is a carnival, as in one of his many hits, La Vida es un Carnaval. She won many Grammys, gold albums, and she even got a Presidential Honor Award from President Bill Clinton. Her famously warm and gracious personality also made her one of the most beloved ones, as it was evidenced by the outpouring of grief that greeted her death from cancer. When she died in 2003, over 220,000 people paid their respects during the funeral in Miami, Florida, where she wished she would be buried. Remember to come back for new editions on this new short column every week with an interesting personality of the Hispanic and Latin world. Remember that you can find this and all the information about my show at StanfordHispanicBroadcasting.org. Stay with us.
Todo aquel que piensa que